Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Chuck.
I'm Sissy.
I'm Heather.
Heather, you got to speak up loud. You got to be more vocal today. Okay, anyway, before we get started, I'd like to apologize for not putting out a show last week. The scheduling, we had so many scheduling conflicts, and by the time we ran out of time.
And just admit it. Heather and I are not very important to you.
That's true, yeah. I don't want to have to deny that. But no, we just ran out of time, and we apologize. But we're back.
Back for the last two weeks. You can't do, we can't do live next week.
Why?
Because your dad does other podcasts, so we'll have to do it on Tuesday.
I do the Western.
Well, I have to have him on it.
We don't have a studio.
What does he bring to it? What element does he bring to this show? Nothing. We do all the talking. He just puts his little random stupid jokes in there. So let's be honest.
You know, let me just say something. You really should learn to express yourself a little bit better.
Let's be honest.
Man, it just... My children are just attacking me today. What am I supposed
to do? Children? You only have one. So
yeah,
it's child.
I'm your wife.
I have three kids.
Yeah, but
child. Who else is attacking you?
It's a long story. I'm just kidding. if you like this show and like being just us rambling on about nothing, we have other shows that we do that with. We have the Westworld podcast. We have Survivor, Married Man podcast, a broadcast. Amazing Race to Come Back, Game of Thrones.
Survivor.
Didn't I say Survivor?
No, you didn't say Survivor.
And you can become you can help this show and all those other shows by becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/JandJack or go to jandjack.com on our website. Just become a patron. And we appreciate it. Also, if you shop with Amazon.
Oh, that's right. Shop with Amazon.
You just go to you go on our jandjack.com bookmark Amazon page, and we get a portion of everything you... So if you're buying something on Amazon, you can help us out. Every little penny helps.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Or a nickel and dime.
A nickel and dimers.
Business. But I thought it was cute, just real quick. It was cute because Jim Watari, I like that guy. He's a nice guy. Anyway, yeah. He was sitting there waiting for your little... He put a little blurb. He goes, waiting for Jay and Jack's Westworld podcast. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, Jim's a great guy.
My little men. He's waiting for my little guys.
Well, it's funny because I saw it when I was recording.
Right.
And so I said, still recording.
But it was neat to see, you know, someone who, you know, actually cares about what you have to say.
Yeah.
Not like your two women in here.
No, who just don't think it matters.
What you have to say? What you have to say?
Yes.
Sometimes. You have some valid points.
Some valid points?
Every now and then.
All right, you have valid points.
And then when you're 50% valid points, and then the other 50 is just stupid jokes.
Well, that's half the battle.
All right. Well, let's go on.
Well, we're down to the final five. We lost. We didn't record last week. Lost Mary Lou. That was kind of sad.
Yep. I saw that happening.
Yeah,
though.
I saw that was sad. But you know, she took it well,
like
a professional that she is.
She did.
And they didn't give her enough time to speak.
I don't get. Hey, what do you?
I know.
Just cut some parts down. Give them like 2 minutes.
Like they don't have to do some of the corny stuff like they did with Jolie or Tara
and Sasha
when they did the stupid Three's Company song and the whole thing. Really, do we need to see all
it's
that?
It's an extra 2 minutes.
Like, yeah, that right there, they could let the other people talk.
Well, they're trying to show personality.
But you show personality when you spend 5 minutes having family members and all that talking, which I loved that anyway, so you get a little more glimpse in it. But just figure out just 2 minutes.
I know.
2 minutes is all I ask.
Why don't they just have the show go like 2 hours and 5 minutes?
I think it already carries on like an extra minute.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
still runs over.
It always asks me when I'm recording it. It always asks me if I'd like to do an extension.
They still go over a minute.
Yeah, it still goes over.
All right.
So, anyway,
we got five contestants left.
Yep.
And the first people up are James and Sharna doing the Argentine tango.
And Sharna is back.
Yay!
Sharna's back.
She seems so excited.
Yes, my girlfriend's back, and we're gonna. Well, that's not the song. It's my boyfriend. I make it up my own songs now.
Yeah, that's great. And you're a great singer, so that just benefits all the listeners out there. What did you guys think of James and Sharna's dance?
I liked it. I thought it was excellent.
It was definitely a risk-taking.
Well,
she's done that a couple times whenever it's getting close to the wire. She's never won.
Never won.
She's been on for 8 seasons.
Yes, and never
like
won.
Like she said.
Yep.
You think this is the year? I mean, it's a tough competition.
I don't know.
It's close.
It's close. I mean, all of the dances,
the final five, any of them could have won.
Agreed.
I would agree. This is the first time I think the final five, I thought every single person deserves to be in it.
I agree. It's been a while since I felt that way. I mean, the last year there was probably like 3 or 4, I can say, but this one, five
you
people.
Know, but once I got down to like the 8, the order seemed pretty, except with Ryan. I thought he leapfrogged somebody there.
Right.
Anyway, though, I thought Maureen McCormick, I thought he leapfrogged.
Was better than Ryan.
But
I would agree.
Other than that, the last six people, I thought had been the way it's,
yeah,
it's going down.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But anyway, it was. I thought it was a great dance. Carrie Ann didn't think so.
She was a Len today.
Yeah. She gave a 9. I was surprised. I didn't think it was a 9.
I didn't see anything where he messed up.
I thought every single part of it was fantastic.
It's not like when they showed that slow motion of his dance last week.
Yes.
You really,
but
see
that was
how he
obvious
it.
Though. But right. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
This no, I'm just saying it when you slow because the dances are so fast, but when they slow it down, you go, all right, he's over here, they're over here, they're all messed up.
No, I agree with you, but I'm saying, even if they were to slow it down, I wouldn't know where it was.
Normally,
you know?
Sometimes they do slow it down some parts where they do notice that they messed up, like with Calvin, they actually slowed down where he saw he messed up, but they didn't do that.
The camera people knew where the mess up was.
No, so I know where that critique was coming from.
But, you know, also maybe because they're at the stage now, I think you said when we were watching it for your dad, I think they were saying something, you were saying something like, you know, it is the semifinal, you know, they are the best, so you really have to stand out and be perfect almost.
Right. But if you want the mirror ball.
I thought it was great. I think she's a gorgeous girl anyway, and I think it's great. I liked it.
Well, Carrie Ann a 9. Juliana 10 and Bruno
a 10.
Next up, we have Tara and Sasha doing the rumba.
It was really good. I think it was her best dance.
It was her best dance. And I'm going to be like with, I don't know which one said it, Carrie Ann or the other person. I was a little hesitant at first thinking, God, is she going to be able to
Julianne
do this?
Julianne said that.
Like, you know, with her height difference, it's just going to be so noticeable. It's just going to be difficult to do it. Get her arms, her legs a certain way.
Hip action,
everything.
In the beginning, you did notice it. The
yes.
first 2 or 3 weeks, you did yeah. notice it, but after that,
you didn't notice
the
it
way
anymore.
Sasha and her worked. You didn't.
No, you didn't.
Paid attention.
No, you didn't. I thought this was her best, and just the best part about it is her facial.
Yeah,
you know, and it was kind of cool to
but
hear.
She's
her
very
story.
Animated.
Yeah,
is that the word I'm looking for?
Yes.
Yeah,
but she. I thought she's been fantastic. I mean, I thought it was a great dance. The whole thing where she starts out and she's kind of alone and all that stuff. But she got perfect scores, 10s across the board.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. I didn't realize it was her first perfect score either.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what Tom Bergeron said. That was her
Tom
first
Bergeron.
Perfect score. Of the season.
Yeah.
Of the season.
Which was well deserved.
Yes.
Of the season. No, but I thought another excellent dance. Next up, we have Jana and Gleb doing the quick step. It wasn't well received from the judges, I guess.
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was a decent dance.
I'm not a Jana fan.
You're not a Jana fan.
I mean, I think she deserves to be in the 5.
It's Jana.
Jana. I'm just not a Jana fan. Jana. I don't know.
Quick steps are hard to win people over. So they're kind of like, everyone has the exact same movements. It's the exact same, like that one where they like kick the feet and in between each other. It's like the same. I don't think there's. It's,
well, Gleb messed up a couple times.
He did. He slipped.
And then on the end, he went to go slide and he stuck.
Yeah.
I think he kind of stuck. He kind of laughed about it, but he kind of stuck.
Quick steps are always kind of boring to me. Like, they never impress me.
Oh,
so I think it's just
point.
That dance in general. Yeah.
But you have to do certain dances during the course of the year. So they have, if you haven't done it yet, you have to do it.
Yeah, you have
to. So in the future, would it be better to get the quick step out of the way if it's...
I would rather do it in the beginning than in the end. Because at the end, it's not very impressive. Because if you watch the quick step, other people do it, it's the exact same movement.
Yeah, it's the same move.
Because people right now want the...
Wow factor.
The wow factor or the more... What am I looking for? What's the word?
Content?
Showmanship? Showmanship, more like it's drama, maybe? Is that what I'm looking for?
More of a showy performance?
Performance, like maybe like a passionate maybe type thing where you're just like... Oh.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And the quick step's more like...
Yeah, it's just the same movements. I've never been impressed with the quick step.
I'm with
like,
you.
Eh, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so either way, the judges agreed, except for Bruno, 9 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Julianne, and 10 from Bruno! Bruno was just. Did Bruno give anything? Oh, he did give a 9 on the next dance. My bad.
Spoiler.
Calvin and Lindsay doing the tango,
which I thought was a great tango. When I watched it the first time, I didn't get the arms. I was like, that looks kind of stupid. But then when I watched it
with the music,
yeah. When I watched it the second time with you and your dad, and I listened to the words a little bit more and the beat, I was like, got it.
Yeah,
like it now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
I enjoyed it. I thought he showed a different side. Cause I don't think he's really shown like a serious. Passionate side, yet.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
So I really liked it. I was confused.
He's a very humble guy, though.
So humble.
Yeah,
he's so humble
for a guy who was a star,
and a
football
athlete,
like a huge star,
in
a position where normally the most, you know, your most
showboat
players are the wide receivers, traditionally in the NFL. Is they're the ones that usually crave the attention. You know, Terrell Owens, your Chad right. Ocho Cincos and stuff like that. But he's just always very, I mean, he was the best at his position for a long time. And he's just very humble, very, you know, okay, yeah, I'm good. I'm, you know, doesn't like to brag, but I thought the scores were a little
pretty low. I thought they were a little.
Kerryanne gave him an 8.
I did not think he deserved an 8.
And we've never seen him upset, have we?
No, but he looked upset.
Calvin was like.
Not upset, like rude, but like you could see his face.
He got defeated.
Very disappointed. Because
he's a
9,
competitor.
And Bruno a 9. And it's going to hurt him going into next week.
I think you're right.
I agree, I mean, which sucks for him.
This is when it's going into the finals. You need to have that good score.
I would agree with you.
To push you over the top.
Right.
But to be fair, I mean, from where he started.
He's the most improved,
where
in my
he is
opinion.
Now. If you would have told me in the beginning, I don't think I picked him that to go that far.
No,
in the
you
beginning.
Didn't.
Do you still have our final 5 still?
Somewhere I do.
You need to find it for next week so we can see
all right,
if we have
I will
it.
Find it.
Okay.
You don't have on that notepad?
No, he has 20 of these notepads. Everywhere.
I'll find it.
You'll find
just
it.
Organize.
He doesn't throw anything away.
Anyway, so.
Quarter of paper.
But I said, it's going to suck going into next week with the bad scores. But anyway, 8-9-9. Next one, we have Lori and Val doing the Foxtrot, and we had a very emotional.
Oh my gosh, I cried.
I cried twice.
I got a little choked up.
Well, especially when you're talking about a grandmother. You know, again, I think I've mentioned a billion times how close I was to my grandma, and to seeing all that again, I'm just like bawling. I think you were recording last night, and I'm bawling by myself. I go, this is depressing.
Yeah, I was watching during lunch break. I was crying at work, and I watched again with you guys. I was just crying, just thinking of just our family stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, just shows how mature she is for her age. For 16 to her grandmother to pass, almost like a day, that Sunday day, and come the next day and be able to perform that and be able to.
Well, she just got done saying, too, I need to see my grandmother again.
Right. And then that just
and
like,
then
broke
she dies
my heart.
She died the next day. It's just like, oh my God. That just shows you life is short and take every opportunity you can to.
And I'm sure she's being pulled in all different directions and trying to do it all.
I loved her grandma's message, though. Yeah, she's like, oh, my gosh.
But I don't know how she went out. If I would have heard my grandma talking like that and I had to go then compete, I don't know if I could have done that and performed.
But I think it helped her dance, though.
Did
you? It was a moment to breathe. And like she had to wipe her eyes and stuff. And that's what they were talking about. Like. I follow your favorite Foxtrot because it just shows so much emotion, so much passion. You can tell each time she took a deep breath to like keep going. And
right.
She just broke down afterwards, and it was just, I don't know, it was amazing.
But
Tom Bergeron
was everyone was teared up. I mean, it was pretty sad. But I was going to say something, now I forgot what it was. But
it was a great dance. I'm with you, Heather. It was probably one of the best Foxtrots I've seen.
Yes.
Yeah. So she got tens across the board and
well deserved.
Oh, I liked her photo with her and the president and Michelle Obama, all the other things. Just
it was kind of a natural,
goofy kind of photo. Yeah. Anyway, excellent dance. She's definitely has a. What do you think her percent? What do you think her chances of winning it all?
Ooh, she's my she's top two, either with James or with Calvin. If Calvin can make it next week, I think.
You think Calvin can win it?
I think Calvin can win it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're my top.
No, I say out of the three of them, even though I think Lori is phenomenal, I say James is going to win it.
It's between Lori, James, and Calvin are my top three.
Okay.
My top three. Write that down.
All right. We'll remember.
We won't.
And well, now we have the trio dances.
Yes.
We have James and Sharna and Jenna. Doing the jive.
I love this. Heather wasn't crazy about it, but I loved it.
The music is Give Me Some Lovin', but it's also in the movie Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
A NASCAR movie, but it's a racing
movie.
What
is he? He does Grand Prix, right?
Indy. No, he does Indy.
Indy, because there's different kinds of.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track because I'm not really a race car driver fan.
Well, that's okay. Speaking the mic, though.
Oh, but anyway, wanted me to get up and dance. I loved it. I thought it was great. I know you thought he would look awkward.
I thought it was a great dance.
No, it was good. I just think he gets kind of hunched over when he does the jive. Like it's just kind of like an awkward position. I feel like he gets I felt that way when he did the army one with Sharna's last dance.
Oh, I love the
army. It was good,
one.
But like he just gets really weird body awkwardness to
really?
Him.
Yeah, I didn't see what you're seeing.
I mean, I think it was amazing. I thought it was good. It's this weird, awkward look. I just don't like. I don't know.
I'm going to disagree with Heather. I thought it was a great dance.
You can disagree all you want. It's a free country.
It is.
It's free country, and you're wrong.
That's fine.
She got he got tens across the board.
Well
Everybody
deserved.
Loved the dance. Next, we have.
Plus, you know, I liked it too because the girls are such gorgeous girls, great bodies, enthusiasm. Just they just look like they fit the song.
No, it was everything. I had no problem with that. Just I think he's just kind of awkward sometimes.
I'm a girl who could say a girl's good looking.
Of course,
I don't. Some girls don't always like to do that, but
I don't care.
I'm very confident in myself, and I thought they were good looking girls.
They are. They're very pretty,
beautiful, gorgeous girls.
Gorgeous,
just like my daughters.
Gorgeous, hey. Gorgeous ladies. Next up, we had Tara, Artem, and Sasha doing the tango. No.
And I just love Tara with the way she kept going on about Artem.
He is pretty.
Oh, he is pretty. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh. Now, it's Artem. Hello. When they show the Dance with the Stars, it's Artem and when they show when they show the show.
Yes, it's Artem and the girl?
Sharna.
Sharna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they dating?
No, Sharna's dating somebody else.
One of the dancers?
No, some other
guy.
They
look good together.
Do they?
Artem and Sash. Yeah, I thought they looked. On that part, it's that beautiful color.
It's just go on Instagram, you'll find out.
Beautiful people.
Just go on Instagram, you find out everything.
You really do. It's all up on there.
I thought it was a great dance. She had two great dances today.
She did.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she really, I even said, I go, it's a shame you can't use the points from today, but it shows you how important it is, especially towards the end. You can't have a bad week.
No.
And last week, she didn't have her best dance.
No, she did.
And it hurt her.
Yeah.
And we'll find out at the end. But she got tens across the board. I thought it was a great dance. Wait, at least she, like Mary Lou, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but she went out on top.
She had a great, that was one of her best dances, too. Absolutely.
Agreed.
But I thought Tara had two outstanding dances and great job. Next up, we have Jana, Gleb, and Alan doing the Paso Doble.
I love this. I thought this was a great.
And you're not a Jana fan.
I am not a Jana fan.
No, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I'm not a Jana fan, but I love this. I thought this was awesome.
I like the beginning of the silhouettes.
Yes.
Doing I like that. I thought that was
very cool. Yeah, that's so cool. I love the added technology, that backboard aspect into it. So it was pretty nifty.
Do you think the dances are more? Because I've never been a dancer. I don't watch dancing and stuff like that. But do you think it's the state? I mean, would these dances be as good, as interesting to watch if you're just watching them dance? You know how you have dance contests?
I think people that just like to watch dancing, yes. But if for it to be on TV and to do the sportsman, you know, the whole finale and the whole caboodle, you need to have all that with it. I don't think it would be as
it wouldn't be a successful show.
No.
No, that's how it was in the beginning, though.
I know, but
they didn't have all the elements of the technology.
Watch the beginning.
And stuff.
But since they're doing, like you say, this dance, since they're just doing the same dances, it's, you know, Paso Doble again. How many different ways can you do it? And, you know, but they have to kind of just
get creative with it.
Get creative with it. And they've added, did they add, I don't remember, you know, I never watched it, but in the beginning, did they have extra dancers when they were dancing, or was it just?
It was a shorter week. It wasn't 11 weeks. It was only like six.
I don't think they had any dancers. Either.
No, I think they might have some troop dancers, but it wasn't as big as it was. I mean, the first season was with Kelly Monaco. She won, but right. it was only 6 weeks, and it was nowhere near as big as it is now. I mean, it's so much more production value.
Yeah, they tried it because, like, they did the same thing with Skating with the Stars. They tried that same kind of approach, like it was with dancing, and it wasn't as successful and didn't work.
Well, because, you know, it's probably harder because
you have the ice.
Not only do you not have to. Not a skate. You have to know how to do the moves.
Yes.
So
that's probably way not too hard dancing, for the stars.
This dancing is. This right. I'm not taking away from the dancing. This is hard to do. But in order to do the skating, you have to know how to skate.
It was interesting, but yeah, it was a difficult. It was really difficult.
Yeah, just to make it a little more difficult. But you have to give credit for these people in the stage hands.
The stage crew. They do it in minutes.
Was it Mary Lou that thanked
said
them?
That she was thanking the makeup, the, you know, the production people, the stage hands, everybody, the costumes, the different stages
to get every the cameras to be.
That would be the best part about going to the show is just seeing all the behind the scenes, is seeing how fast they're changing each thing.
Yeah, it's not like they can do it. Okay, all right, we got an hour until the next dance. It's live. We have so much time to get this set off. This set and some of the sets are pretty elaborate. I mean, they have to.
They're very elaborate, like very detailed. Like they're new ones every single time. Yeah. I've never seen the same set go out there.
No, either have I. And it was kind of cool when they did the one with James and had the car out there. I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
too.
I wonder if they got that one in there.
Anyway.
Anyway, so they got tens across the board. Well deserved.
Yes.
Next we have
Max, Lori, and Val. No, Calvin.
Calvin, Lindsay, and Whitney.
This was amazing.
That one's.
Can we just say it was a dangerous dance?
Yes. Very dangerous. That one stunt they did. Oh my God.
Well, no, I was talking up in the stage at first. I'm like, and they were close to the edge. Yeah. And you were saying something.
I was saying that Whitney kept looking at down because I think she was trying to see where she was on the stage because a couple times I thought she was awful close.
Well, they did some flips on the stage, weren't they? Were they doing split?
Yeah, he lifted up to that where her legs are spread out. It's called the Russian split in skating. I don't know what they call it in dance. But that was just amazing. I just thought it was a great dance. I'm glad I took the sleeves off.
Yeah, I didn't like the puppy sleeve. I'm like, oh, I don't like this. I'm like, oh, it's gone. Yay.
Because he was a little shy, a little embarrassed about his guns.
But a 16-pack.
16-pack.
Oh, yeah.
How could you be
It's funny, though.
He's just a very humble guy.
He got so embarrassed when Bruno told him he wanted to dip in the guacamole. His face. He was, like, so embarrassed, and he was getting all red. I thought it was so cute to see that, just so humble.
Yeah.
But that one move they did where, like, Lindsay's on her shoulders, and, like, Whitney's
Whitney had a hold of
her legs.
And she slips.
Yeah.
It's game all over. She wrote. It just shows how much they all trust each other to be able to hang on.
They showed a little bit of the rehearsing that, but they didn't show that part of the dance, did they?
They were showing different moves, but not
they
that
were
one.
Showing. They were showing how to. They were trying to figure out how to go about doing it, but they didn't show they could.
I mean,
nail
to get
it.
To that point where you actually have to do it,
terrifying.
In practice, it's hard.
Practice.
Talk to me about practice. I thought it was a great dance. He's such a likable guy.
He's my most improved.
Every week, the same dance that he was when he first started.
No.
I agree with you, Heather.
Most improved.
Agreed.
But he got tens across the board. Next, we have Val, Max, and Lori and doing the samba.
Right. I liked it.
And you did? I just thought it was a trio, and they really didn't do a trio.
And it's funny, you guys had talked that about beforehand, and then I'm watching, I go, well, it's not really a trio dance.
No,
and you go, see, I told you.
But it's different. Like, it's like the same thing over and over again. Like, yeah, they dance together, great, but it was different. And like, it had like a theater aspect to it. It was like
but
they were
I get that,
getting
but
an acting
it's
a play.
Everyone else...
Did it together.
And basically, they kind of cheated.
But if you think about it, it's like the group, when they have, like, it's a big group, it's all four couples or six couples or however many it is. They break off individually
every single time. All the other four did it as a trio. This was like, all right, Max would come in for a second, but then I get what they're doing, that he's the teacher and they're the students. But to me, I threw the challenge flag. I thought they cheated.
No, because in group dance, they do the exact same thing where they break off into individuals.
It wasn't that. It was based on trio.
And the dance wasn't bad.
That's a group, though.
But they cheat. I know you're a big Val and Max fan, but they cheated.
The best part was Val and Max being together.
Yes.
It was cute, though, how much Val adores his brother.
Older brother. I don't know. I thought it was good.
It was not a bad dance. I just said that if I'm judging the dance, I knock them down a notch because they cheated.
Do you know if he's having a boy or a girl, Max?
No, they haven't announced anything.
Because she's due in December.
They have not announced anything.
Maybe
she looks amazing. Such a jerk.
I know.
Have you seen her lately?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, off topic.
Anyway.
Well, if you're gonna, you can't whisper.
No, I was saying.
She has her follows her on Instagram. So
his fiance, Max's fiance, is pregnant, and she's due in December.
PETA.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she looks like amazing for
a pregnant person. Oh my gosh. Those are those girls I hate. Absolutely hate.
Like amazing.
Amazing. It looks like she has
just
a stomach.
Just if you are curious, just look up our Instagram, PETA Morgator. I think it's her last name.
Anyway, they got tens. I would have given a 9.
Ooh.
Just for cheating.
Gosh, your dad's mean.
Okay, Lynn.
And Val, Max, if you're listening, I'm sorry. You cheated.
Okay. It wasn't cheating.
But, you know, you got away with it. Everyone said, oh, give it a 10. And to be fair, Lori's going to be she's definitely top one or two.
Right.
So.
All right.
I don't like to be bitter, but anyway. But we do have a phone call. Let's get to the phone call. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Jack, Cindy, and Heather. This is Sarah calling in with my thoughts on Dancing with the Stars. Okay, so first round, I really liked James and Sharna's dance. I am throwing out a conspiracy theory that they might be romantically involved or at least romantically interested in each other. That was a really sexy dance. Lori's was my other favorite. Of course, I cried. So sad and so sweet. And she was really good at the dance, and the dance itself was just so emotional with the song and everything else. But to think about her grandma, I lost mine to Alzheimer's too. So, of course, I cried. It was beautiful. And then Tara was my other favorite. She just was amazing. And, you know, I got to say, Sasha has truly just been an amazing partner for her. And kudos to them for partnering them together. Because, I mean, I think she's done really well. But I also think that part of that is because of Sasha and just how he's been leading her this whole time. Okay, so then round two. I have to say I fast-forwarded through a lot of round two because I am not crazy about the trio dances. It is just not my favorite style. I don't know what it is, but it's just so awkward to see that other person dancing like behind. I don't like it. It makes me nervous for some reason. I don't care for it. But I did enjoy Calvin's dance. I actually did watch Calvin's dance all the way through, partly because the girls are so fun, and he is so fun. He makes dancing so fun. I love watching him dance. He does such a good job, and I like their dance that they put together. And then I watched Lori's with Maxim and Val. I have to say, it really looked like something you would see in their Dance With Me show. I mean, it was just so well done with how they staged it to look like a class and then a ballroom competition. And, you know, just the very, of all of them, the trios, that was the only one that I really thought was just really, really well done. And then Calvin's was just really fun. Okay, so I don't know if y'all are going to play this before or after, so I don't want to give a spoiler alert. I'll just say that I was very sad about who they did send home. I definitely thought it should have been someone else, and I know Cindy will know who I thought it should have been. So I will say that I am very excited to see James, Calvin, and Lori in the finals next week. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. But I guess she agrees with Heather that Val, Max, and Lori didn't cheat. It was her favorite dance of the trio.
Told you. And she also agreed with my final three, too.
Yeah, she's on the same page. I'm with you. Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm her and I must be on the same page as far as the we're not crazy about that person. But anyway.
I don't understand why.
I don't understand either.
I don't know. I can't explain. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I don't know what it is. It's just something about
her. She's done great.
No.
Every week.
You know,
so if she wins, you're going to be upset.
Because doesn't change my life. My life is still awesome.
It does change your life.
No, it
changed your life. Someone won the mirror ball that you didn't think should win.
Go protest.
Yeah.
No.
Be marching on the streets.
No, it wouldn't bother me. It doesn't impact me. I would be like, oh. I mean, a couple times, like, I remember Heather and I one time when Max won that one time, we were downstairs. We were so nervous. We got so excited. We started screaming and jumping in the bedroom. Downstairs in the living room, and we're like, why are we acting like this? We were super excited. We were super excited. And when Val won, the same thing. We were super, super excited. And when Tony
super
won the
excited.
First time, then when he won it the first
yeah,
time.
They were all excited for him.
So, I mean, I guess I'd be disappointed, but it's not the end of the world.
So James Sharna item or just very good chemistry?
I'm with Sarah. I kind of thought that a couple times, but his girlfriend is in the audience.
And they've been together since high school. That's what the package said. They've been together since high school.
How old is James?
I don't know.
He's got to be in his 30s, I say.
Really?
Right? I don't know. Heather's looking up now.
I don't know. She looks younger than him, though. Oh, he was older than her.
It's the beard.
He's 2 years older than her.
Yeah, he's 2 years older. I thought she was a freshman. He was a senior. Was she a sophomore and he was a senior?
I don't know.
He's 29.
29. Okay. So, all right.
Okay. He's a baby compared to us.
They just have really great chemistry. I think that's what it is. I mean, most celebrities and dancers that are on the show that have great chemistry. We're always wondering, like, well, maybe they're actually dating, or maybe Meryl and Max. We thought they were dating.
For sure, they were dating.
Well, everyone, that was the rumor that
they were.
They were never dating.
Yeah,
no,
but that's what everybody
wanted.
Everyone wanted that.
You want that because
and they played very coy with it too. Because I think they were trying to make it go a little.
Well, it also helps them. It gets people to vote for him too.
That was his first win, right, Max?
Yeah, that was his first win.
And then I think we all got teared up with Lori's story.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just the Alzheimer's, which is a horrible disease. Yep. It's just absolutely horrible.
It's very terrible. And then I think Sasha, I agree with her. Sasha has been a perfect partner for Tara.
Oh my gosh.
She was so lucky just to have him. I think it just made her just come out of her shell and just show who she really is.
You think that when the producers are, and the people, again, we go behind the scenes, people pairing up the partners, you know, what star they get. You think they put, okay, who are we going to put with Tara? Who's going to be best for Tara? You think that, I mean, that has to go into.
I would assume so.
I'm sure the height factor would have to come into play somewhat for her, maybe not everybody
But also
else.
The temperament. If, you know, having someone, he seems very patient, you know, maybe if you got someone that was more like a
Max would probably
Max
do well with her.
He'd be like frustrated because he's very.
Yeah.
It's just a temperament. I wonder.
I'm sure they know all their dancers.
You know, the extra stuff they're doing. That do a show 1 week where they show that how they pick. You know,
behind the scenes.
How do you pick the partners? How do you pick the? How do you do that? How do you do this? How do you do that? You know, I would like to know the behind the scenes stuff.
Maybe we wouldn't want to know some of that stuff.
I would. That's just me.
I like behind the scenes stuff.
Anyway, thank you for the call, Sarah. But she was kind of clear who she wants in the final three.
Yeah, and I'm with her.
It's my choice.
For our Facebook page, Jessica says, Lori, Tara, and James were my favorites. Boo! Who went home? That's crap. That was still Jessica. Vicky, Calvin's salsa was really good, but I feel like they tried to pack it with so many tricks that it lifted. And the lifts and suffered a little bit on the content side. What do you think? Vicky thinks it was a little...
I don't know. Maybe because of the music, the costumes, and the cute girls. I just really didn't notice all that. I just thought it was a fun routine.
I just want to go dance with them. Yeah. It was just so much fun. I wanted to join them.
Exactly.
Not be like thrown like they were doing, but just like just dance with them.
You saw me like this.
Yep.
And then even you were tapping your foot.
It was crazy. And then she says, James and Lori tied for my favorite of the night. Their dances were phenomenal and definitely deserved to be in the finale. I bet it was interesting for Lori to be working with Max and Val this past week.
I'm sure it was fun.
Yeah.
I love the way they treat her. They know she's a 16-year-old girl, and they treat her like a little sister, and I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I really loved it. I really like the both of them, the way they're handling themselves.
Again, Val is has been perfect for Lori.
Right.
He's strong, but
she's an Olympic athlete. Yeah, she can take, I mean, she...
And talented. You saw when they did their little her little package when she
was
a little
kid. She's able to do like all those flips on the balance beam. You're just like, geez.
She has not changed a bit.
No. I
mean, she's still happy-go-lucky kid.
She's just very... I mean, but
any athlete, all parents or family probably make a sacrifice for that person to be an Olympic anything, or an exceptional athlete, football, anything.
Yeah. And then we have Claudia says, I'm so happy that Lori and James are both in the finale. They are definitely my picks. Either could win, and I'd be happy.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
So we're coming out, and Tara and Sasha went home. I felt kind of bad for her because
she handled it well.
She handled it well.
Once again, not enough time to speak. Exactly. She let it like 10 seconds.
I know, literally.
Literally 10 seconds.
Yeah, I mean,
it just bothers me. I can't stand that. Yeah. Especially when you're down to the wire, give them a minute to speak. They've been on that show for 10 weeks.
Well, I think they allow, because don't they go the next day and they kind of do the press
they
junket
do, but
where
still,
they go
but like that's the moment.
You think maybe they do it on purpose because they go on Good Morning America. It's another ABC show.
I think they go on
show.
The View sometimes.
They do the press tour, but still, like, give them that's that moment of. You got booed off.
I mean, how
many
people
for 10 weeks.
I'll go, oh, wait, she's going to be on Good Morning America. I'm going to wake up at 6 and watch it.
Maybe
or,
they do. You don't know. I would if some of the ones that I liked.
Not me. I can watch the next.
Well, you can DVR. I mean, today's technology, and you can watch
DVR.
It on Hulu and stuff like that.
Right.
But
anyway,
I agree with Heather. Give them 30 seconds to say, hey, you know, thanks for everything. Thank, like, you know, Mary Lou, thank the crew and all the different stuff. I just give them a little time to say something. Okay.
That's all I ask.
Now we're coming down to we have final four. It's Calvin. Right. It's Calvin, James,
Lori,
Jana. Who wins the mirror? So in the finals, would they eliminate someone halfway through?
Yeah. They'll eliminate. And then they'll have the final three, or they might just do the four,
and then just break it down that
way. Now Calvin had the lowest scores this week, right? He had an 8.
Yeah.
And then he had 9-9, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was another score. It was 9-9.
That was Jenna. So Jenna and Calvin had the lowest scores.
All right. So who do you think is who wins this?
Lori.
You think Lori wins it?
I say James.
I'm going to say James, but Lori, I think, could easily win it.
I'm not saying she's not going to win because she's not the best. I'm just hoping that people will pick James because Sharna's never won. That's how I'm looking at it.
That's a good outlook of it.
That's how I'm looking at it.
And Val's won, right?
Val's won.
Yeah.
So.
Gleb, what is his name?
Gleb, this is the second time he's been, second or third time he's been, but this is the furthest he's ever gone.
Okay.
So there's that too.
That one. And then
Lindsay is
Lindsay, she's never won, right?
I
know Whitney with what's his first Carl.
You know the thing is
Alfonso,
what am I saying?
Other Carl. Than Jana, because you guys don't seem to a lot of people don't seem to care for her. The other three seem likable. I mean, if you're looking for fan votes, you know, like James is very likable, Lori is very likable, Calvin's very likable. Does that play into the? I mean,
no, it's a popularity vote.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Does that come because Jana, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to be getting everybody?
The reason why I'm thinking more James would win, not because he's that much better than Lori, but I'm thinking a little bit of the sympathy factor. You know, Lori, she's only 16. She's got, you know, I don't know. That's just my 2 cents. What do I know?
She's got the gold medal already. Come on.
But that's Meryl Davis won that. She got the gold medal that year too.
It was
and
different
still won.
Though. She was exceptional.
True.
I'm going to say right now, I think any of the four.
I don't think she ever got a bad score.
Yes, she did.
Did she?
Yeah. She had a bad score when the crazy lady from Dance Mom was on there.
Really? Oh, that's right. She gave her feet or yeah, something. Yeah.
Crazy lady.
What are you doing? I don't like the dance. Give me a cigarette.
Anyway. That lady?
Yes.
Yeah, Dance okay. Mom. She's yeah. crazy. My goodness.
And if you're listening, Dance Mom.
I don't care.
Crazy lady. She doesn't care.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if you'll watch that show.
All right, anyway. Well, sorry. We'll see what happens next week. I'll be excited.
I'll say right now, if any of them win, it's deserved.
I don't want Janet to win.
I'm not a Janet hater, so I think any of the four could
win. I don't understand the hate for her.
I don't hate. I don't like that word, so you know I don't hate.
Dislike.
Dislike. I just am not
What
crazy
has she done
about
to be so...
I don't know. I can't
you
give
and Sarah's
reason.
This campaign of hate...
Sarah, I need a reason.
Like best buds, I bet.
I wish.
And Sarah is not having any hate. I don't even hear hate.
I'm just giving you guys.
I'm just curious as to know why.
I don't know.
There's always a reason.
There is a reason, but I don't want to tell you why, because I don't want to be judged.
All right. Anyway.
Well,
and I bet Sarah and I are on the same page for the reason.
All right. Well. Okay. But anyway, so that's our show for today. We'll be back next Tuesday for the finale. I apologize. We are not going to do it live, but. Westworld is
so excited about live.
I got to record Westworld. Sorry,
all right.
We can really just do it by ourselves.
No,
where are you gonna do it?
Your dad will be using it at the same time. We can't come to the studio. He'll be in the studio.
I apologize. You know, next year
we'll figure this.
Westworld's not back till 2018.
Yeah, so we'll figure this
so
out.
So we can do the.
It's a long time.
Why a whole year and a half?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's not 2 years. It's almost 2017, but. Still, it's a year. I get
years.
It. I said the same
I'm
thing.
I'm saying 2 years because it makes me 2 years older, so I'm saying 2 years.
You think you'd want to do only 1 year because it might make you 1 year older.
No, I didn't say that right. What I'm trying to say is I'm
make it
say
seem like
it's
further
years,
away.
So it seems that it's less further away.
Oh,
there now.
Got it.
I just say I talk my lingo and my daughter next to me knows what I'm saying and she
well, at least she speaks your language.
She does.
Because you really should come with subtitles sometimes.
I should sometimes.
All right, guys. That's it for today. I think another fantastic podcast.
Yes, and you have to thank some people, don't you?
I'd like to thank Eckhart Richter Glaffelter, Brad from Chicago, and Tack from
Tokyo.
I didn't do Brad from Chicago right today.
No.
Brad from
Chicago.
Thanks for doing what you do. And again, if you want to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/jandjack or go to jandjack.com and there's a little button that says become a patron. Or you can book, if you're an Amazon shopper, Christmas is coming up. Black Friday's coming up. Best time of the year. You can go on Amazon and bookmark our Jay and Jack Amazon page. Go to jayandjack.com. It's right there. Bookmark it. And you can just, every time you click on Amazon and buy one of their many, many great products, you help this show and all the other shows like this. And that's all I got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.